Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, Robbie here from English Harmony and welcome back to my video blog. In this idiomatic expression video, we're going to look at the following English idiomatic expression. Must have. Well, just the two words, must have, is not really an idiomatic expression in its own right. It's only in combination with other words that it becomes a real expression, but it's the actual grammar structure, the two-word combination must have, that poses certain difficulties to my blog readers, and some of them have asked me the question, can you, Robbie, please explain how to use must have in a sentence? So I just went ahead and started recording this video. And bear with me for a moment and you'll find out all about using must have as an idiomatic expression in a sentence. So, welcome back. And today's video topic, must have and how to use it in a sentence. Let me tell you, first of all, that must have can actually be also used as a noun. If you're saying that something is a must have, that means it's a necessity. So imagine yourself going for a trip, going for a journey or something, and you're packing your bag, and you just forgot to put something very important in the bag, and your girlfriend or your wife or your boyfriend, depending obviously on your gender, reminds you that you've forgotten something, and then they say, you can't really do without it. How come you forgot it? It's a must have. And a good example of that would be a passport, obviously, or a boarding card for the airplane, right? So they're all must-haves. They're things that you cannot do without, right? So that's one way of using must-have in a sentence, but it's not really the idiomatic expression that we're going to be looking at right now. So how to use must-have in a sentence, just like native English speakers do. So here's a good example. He must have been sick, that's why he didn't come in for work yesterday. He must have been sick, and this is a great example of how must have is used in a sentence. It's when you're guessing that something must have happened. You don't have a sure knowledge, you're not 100% sure that whatever you're saying is correct, but you're just guessing, and it's obviously quite close to reality. It's most likely the case. The probability of what you're guessing is quite high. Hence the word must have, right? If what you're saying is a remote possibility, you wouldn't be saying he must have been sick. Then you would be saying maybe he was sick, or probably, or perhaps, you know, maybe he was sick. But who's to tell? I don't know. Well, you have to ask him. But when you're saying he must have been sick, right? I would say that the probability is quite high that he actually was sick. But it's still guesswork. But you're quite confident that whatever you're saying is most likely correct. So he must have been sick. That's why John wasn't in yesterday. He must have been sick. Well, come to think of it, you can actually use it instead of maybe as well. You know, he must have been sick. Yeah, you're just guessing, you know. So, I'm sorry guys, now I'm going to be contradicting what I said a minute ago. I said that the probability is quite high when you're using must have, but now I'm saying I'm contradicting myself, right? But that's the way I am, that's what I'm all about. I'm not denying that I could be wrong 1 minute, and then I'm actually admitting my wrongness, and I'm correcting myself, and that's the way I am. I'm quite open and honest and upfront with you guys, and that's the way every person actually is. But many people just don't like admitting that they're wrong, you know. But let's look back at the last 2 minutes of this video. First of all, I said he must have been sick. It's quite a high certainty of the event having happened. So that's when you say must have, and maybe is when you're just guessing. Why I said it? Just because I felt like that at that particular moment in time. But then the next moment, I realized that when I just changed my facial features, I realized that you can actually use... he must have been sick, right? It's all about the intonation and the different way you actually pronounce the sentence. Just compare the two ways. He must have been sick. That's why he didn't come in. He must have been sick. I'm pretty sure of that. And now, well, I don't know why he didn't come in. He must have been sick or something. You see, these two sentences actually illustrate the two opposite scales of the probability. On one case, the probability is quite high, but in the other, the probability is very low. It's all about how you convey the message and what you think, but you can use the must-have phrase in either case, basically. So, I'm sorry, it's not just when the probability is quite high. It's pretty much whenever you're just guessing something. And then other words that you use in the sentence determine the probability. They explain the little details, whether he was really sick or you're just guessing, right? So that was one example, basically. Someone was sick, maybe they were sick, they didn't come in and you're just guessing. He must have been sick. And let me come up with another example sentence. Imagine yourself walking into a room and there's a big disarray. There's havoc everywhere. Everything is just thrown around and there's dirty clothes on the floor. And it's obvious that someone had messed it all up and then just left in a hurry. And you're just making a comment. Well, imagine you're walking into the room with your friend and you are quite shocked to discover the room in such a condition, but you're making an excuse to your friend and you're telling him, I'm sorry, I didn't know the room was totally messed up and she must have been in a hurry when she left. Referring to your, say, girlfriend or wife or any other person for that matter, right? So you're just guessing, you're just making an assumption that your girlfriend was in a hurry. And then you can say it the following way. She must have been in a hurry. Otherwise, she wouldn't have left the room in such a state. Because for the most part, she's a very tidy person and she leaves the room neat and tidied up every time she leaves. So the only explanation I can come up with as to why the room is in such a disarray is she must have been in a hurry, right? So with this example sentence, I'm going to finish off this video because it's about time we do that, right? I would say it's close to 7 or 8 minutes at this stage, and I'd rather not make these videos so lengthy, right? So two sample sentences is enough for this expression must have. And by now, I'm quite sure you have a pretty clear idea on how to use must have in a sentence, right? Thanks for watching my video, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.